In this bulletin, criticism levelled at North Korea after satellite images reveal it may have restored part of a rocket test site. More than 200 extreme weather records broken during the Australian summer. And in football, the Matildas claim the Cup of Nations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. United States President Donald Trump has warned he'll be incredibly disappointed if North Korea has restored part of a rocket test site it had pledged to dismantle. Satellite images taken 2 days after talks between the US president and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un show activity at the site. It's been used for satellite launches and engine testing, but never for ballistic missile launches. The pledge to dismantle it had been seen as a move towards disarmament on the part of the North. Mr. Trump hopes the reports aren't true.
I would be very disappointed if that were happening. It's a very early report. We're the ones that put it out. But I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim, and I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look. It'll ultimately get solved.
More than 200 extreme weather records have been broken in Australia this summer in what the Climate Council says was the hottest on record. The council says 206 weather records were broken in 90 days around Australia. Climate Council Chief Executive Amanda McKenzie says the record-breaking summer was driven by greenhouse gas pollution from the burning of fossil fuels and from land clearing.
So it's exacerbating extreme weather events that we're experiencing. This isn't just a future issue, this is an issue for today. And there's certainly something we can do about it. So on the one hand, we need to prepare to make sure that we can cope with worsening extreme weather events. So for instance, making sure our firefighters are resourced. But then on the other hand, we need to tackle the root causes of climate change, which is fossil fuel pollution from coal, oil and gas.
Environmentalists are calling on the Prime Minister and the New South Wales Premier to stop plans for a new coal-fired power station in the Hunter Valley. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between the Chinese state-owned China Energy Engineering Corporation and Camcorp Australia for the development of two coal-fired power plants in the region with a 2,000 megawatt capacity. Environmentalists argue the project makes no sense, but federal Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly says the plan is exactly what the Australian energy market needs. Liberals Senator Zed Seselja says the government is looking into the plan.
Well, the government has a policy of getting more energy into the system, more reliable, more affordable energy, and we will see what stacks up based on all of those factors.
British police are investigating a number of bomb scares across Scotland and London. Scottish police say they've carried out a controlled explosion on a package sent to the University of Glasgow and are now working with police in London to figure out who sent small parcel bombs to three of London's major transport hubs on Tuesday. White postal bags containing small improvised explosive devices were sent to London's Heathrow and City airports and Waterloo train station. One device caught fire when opened, but no one was injured, and the services continued at all three hubs. There have been no claims of responsibility. To basketball, the Sydney Kings have confirmed that star centre Andrew Bogut will return to the American NBA to play for the reigning champion, the Golden State Warriors. The Kings say Bogut will sign a short-term contract with the Warriors for the remainder of the current NBA season. Bogut admits he's not expecting to play a big role in the team.
I'm under no illusions. For me, it's an absolute honour to go and play there and play, go and sign there and not play a minute. Anything more than that is a bonus. I'm not silly. I know I'm older, and they have, you know, some very good players playing.
He'll return to Sydney in time for the next NBL season, which starts in October. In football, the Matildas have claimed the Cup of Nations with a 3-0 win against Argentina in Melbourne. Australian captain Sam Kerr gave her side a lead after less than 4 minutes, followed by goals from Alana Kennedy and Caitlin Ford. Despite the triumph, coach Ante Milicic has cited disappointment in their overall play.
We were sluggish from the start. Very slow in our build-up, slow in shifting the ball, moving the opposition. We weren't We weren't decisive in our passing, in our decisions. And overall, I must say, I'm really pleased with the way the last 10 or 11 days have gone. The girls have been fantastic.
The Matildas will play a friendly against defending world champions, the United States, next month in their final warm-up for the World Cup later this year. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, rain at times and 27. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, similar in 21. Canberra, sunny in 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, a morning shower or two and 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 32. Cairns, a few showers, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.